If you need me, call me. Bill Withers on 103.5 WGRR, Cincinnati's greatest hits. I'm not sure if that faded or if he hit it cold there. So. Yes, finally somebody called him. Maybe they texted him.
Thank goodness.
Anyway, 602 at 103.5 WGRR. You want to know anything about school delays, you can give Janine a call. She's manning
the
lines.
Just call me. I'm here.
Just call her if you need her.
Drinking some of the worst coffee. Who made this coffee this morning?
Not me, but thank goodness it's out. I just went to get some, and some new coffee needs to be made.
Whoa.
I didn't have time to put some more in there, so anyway.
Even like five or six fake sweeteners don't make this coffee taste good.
It wasn't me. I think somebody angry, if you know what I mean, probably made those.
It's bouncing across the floor.
Let's see. We got a couple of delays this morning. Speaking of those, Lewis County Schools, 1 hour delay, and National Trails Local Schools, 2 hour delay. So that's it so far. Anything new, of course, we'll give it to you right away. And give Janine a call if you want, or the easy way, visit WGRR.com. And you can sign up also for text message or an email to be notified.
Don't call me, because there's only three delays here.
Two delays.
Whatever. Yeah.
So there probably will be three after seven with some snow moving in. But more on that's coming up, and also a check of news with Angie.
Making your drive to work easier. It's a 103.5 WGRR news and traffic update.
Well, the highways are good so far. No accidents, no delays.
At 606, that's the news on 103.5 WGRR.
Want to know just how much $10 can be in LASIK?
Wonder what Mom came up with for this week's Family Wednesday.
103.5 Married with Microphones.
WGRR.
Sunshine. 103.5 WGRR, Cincinnati's greatest hits. The Beatles at 6:11 with Chris and Janine. A little bit later on this morning, a chance to win that overnight stay, complete breakfast buffet at Argosy Casino and Hotel in Lawrenceburg this morning at 6:40. Each morning we play You Bet Your Wife. You getting a hot flash over there?
No, I'm just a little warm, not having a hot flash.
It is a little warm in here, isn't it?
Golly.
Just wondering.
You know, you're just about the most sensitive thing.
You're having a hot flash? Well, you talk about it too, you know.
You know, why don't you just tell everybody my business?
No, well, you bring it up, too.
No, you just brought it up. No, I'm just a little warm. It's a little warm in here.
Sorry.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, we'll play You Bet Your Wife. And I bet mine is angry right now.
Jeez.
At 6:40 this morning. And we still got to go till 9 o'clock this
morning. You having a hot flash?
Well, I'm just, you know, just tease. I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm glad you find it so funny.
You think it's cold outside now. It's cold in here. And brutal cold weather in the upper Midwest. Two parts of Minnesota going to reach 40 below.
Really?
By the way. That was the whole point I should have brought up to begin with. 8 below in Iowa, and it's headed east. Probably in parts of the south as well. They're going to get cold. And as you know, here we're going to get down around zero. And wind chills well below zero overnight tonight with the winter weather advisory and snow and all that. All the good stuff.
So might get to about 60 where your parents live, they'll have to crank on the electric blankets.
They might have to do that. Oh. My dad be walking around in his white shorts, his white t-shirt, and his black socks and shoes.
Uh-huh.
Be a lovely thing.
Making your drive to work easier. It's a 103.5 WGRR traffic update with Angie Irick.
Highways are still great. Traffic on 103.5 WGRR.
Tired of the cable?
9138.
Chris and Janine. What is she getting out of this relationship?
Every woman's dream.
Yeah.
A man who has unbridled passion and very little stamina.
103.5 WGRR.
WGRR, Cincinnati's greatest hit, Sunshine, Jonathan Edwards at 6:21, Chris and Janine, Married with Microphones.
Well, last night, American Idol was on. It was the first night. I kind of flipped back and forth between that and The Biggest Loser. So I didn't get to see all of American Idol, but some pretty bad singers again. And Simon Cowell had on a white t-shirt.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, for
once. His hair is looking, or his hair's looking like more square or something. I don't know.
Maybe he's got a different haircut.
The way his hair was cut or something. Kind of weird. But yeah. They had their share of good singers in Phoenix, Arizona, but some bad ones as well, including X-Ray is what this guy called himself. Okay, I think that will do. Yeah, X-Ray is what he called himself. So.
How about the guy who called himself Sexual Chocolate?
Yeah,
you know
he was on too.
If you're going to call yourself that, you better know how to sing. And he didn't know how to sing.
Also, they had the new judge on there, Kara.
Yeah.
DiGuardio. Kind of made her presence felt. She's a singer-songwriter. Got into a verbal tussle, shall we say, with a girl dressed in a bikini who challenged her singing ability.
Again, if you're going to wear a bikini, you better know how to sing.
Of course, Simon and Randy passed her on to Hollywood. The girls didn't like her.
Okay. You know, so she was wearing a bikini.
Well, you know, of course, they'll pass her on so they'll stir things up and people will tune in and that kind of thing.